Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Excellent.
Nice to be getting slowly back to the new normal, as they say, with Phase 2 now underway.
Indeed, although I've got a lot of compliments when I'm having my mask on. People tell me it's a big improvement.
It's like they tell me I have a perfect face for radio. You know, we have to play on our strengths.
Absolutely.
I know that a lot of effort has been made here in Quincy to help restaurants. How's that going?
It's going well. I know that one of my staff members was over to the rooftop at Albert after work yesterday, trying it out for the first time, and it seemed to be well received. I think we had about 25 restaurants yesterday that did something. And it'll continue to expand this week. And I think tomorrow night we close a portion of Cottage Ave down for some of the restaurants in that area to go outside and use the street. So we're doing everything we can to assist. We got a nice email from one of the restaurants who also owns a place in Boston and said there was no comparison. Quincy made it so easy and simple for them to navigate this and make it happen, whereas Boston was rather bureaucratic with their process. So glad to hear that. You know, we're doing everything we can to assist. I mean, it's been a tough time for everybody, but certainly the restaurants have taken a beating.
Oh, yeah. And thankfully, the weather has cooperated so far for that.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Great to be outdoors. I know that also the tot lots are open again. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes. And there'll be the park department personnel will be doing periodic cleaning of the tot lots. But, yes, they are open. And which is a great thing because most of them are brand new.
Yes.
Most of them were just finished and we had to close them down. So I'm sure that'll be well received by the families of our city.
Sure. The numbers, I guess, here in Quincy and really across the state are trending in the right direction, I guess.
Yeah, since Friday to late yesterday, we had 6 new cases, which is tremendous as far as the decrease in the increase. So that is good news.
Are the testing sites, do you know, still open in Quincy?
As far as I know, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And any indication now as to when the second part of Phase 2 will take place?
Well, that's a good question, Joe. I mean, we monitor it with the state. There's so many different rules for different businesses, you know. So I encourage them to get onto the state website and follow the guidelines, in particular to their profession. Mm-hmm. You can tell an awful lot of work and thought has gone into these guidelines, and you know, we're doing the best we can to assist businesses get through it in so many different ways. In fact, I got a nice email yesterday from one of the recipients from our grant program, which was the CDBG and federal money. I think we put out about $2.5 million in grants to small businesses. I think 376 checks went out to different small businesses in our city. So we're doing everything we can, you know. We've been creative. We've been innovative. We've been as far as community goes, we've been the first out there in a lot of these wonderful programs, I think, you know. So it's a good stuff. It's a good thing. You know, we come together as a city in these times of challenges, whether you're, you know, a restaurant, an undertaker, a resident, or whatever it may be, a laborer. I think people have done very, very well, one, in being patient and following the guidelines, and two, is assisting people where they see, you know, where the need is. And that's a hallmark of this city, I think, people helping each other out all the time.
Is the temporary homeless shelter still open? Do you know what the why?
It is still open, and we're figuring out the plan for that to wind it down and get back to, as you said, the new normal, whatever that is.
Right. Well, of course, this would have been graduation week in Quincy this week.
That's right. Last night would have been Quincy High, and tonight would have been North. Yeah. In fact, the Mark Carey, along with the school department, put together a nice video for each high school. So last night the video was on for Quincy High, and tonight video will be on for North. So it had the kids' speeches. It had every kid's picture. It had the choir. It was interesting how they did the choir and the band. They played from their own homes, but they put them all together on the screen. It was pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
Pretty well done. So, you know, and that's obviously not in lieu of, but just to celebrate, an additional piece of the celebration, these would have been the nights. As you know, we're going to July 24th and 25th for the live actual graduation. So.
Right. And folks can watch that here at QATV and on our website also. So it'll be there for folks to access anytime.
Of course.
Do you know, will the band and choir perform at the actual ceremonies in July?
That is probably doubtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably doubtful. They're still kind of going through and trying to figure everything out, you know, as far as how the diploma's given out and so forth.
Right.
So, you know, they've got a good team on it, a lot of smart people on it. Mm-hmm. They'll figure it out.
Another big change, of course, is the Flag Day celebration that's going to look different this year, but something will happen.
That's right. We didn't want it to go uncelebrated or unnoticed, and so we decided to raise a flag with two ladder trucks down at Marymount Parkway, where traditionally the parade is held.
Mm-hmm.
And we're inviting people between 1 and 3 to drive through, through either direction, beep, wave, show your colors, you know, just to stay in the spirit. You know, that's, as you know, that's a great night for our city. It's a great celebration. It's a great family night. And we didn't want to let it go by without some acknowledgement of Flag Day and the importance of that symbol to our country historically.
Sure. So that the road will just remain open then, right? For, and folks are just encouraged to take that route?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep. I know a bunch of my nephews and nieces and all, we ordered a bunch of old-style Coat Club shirts they're going to be wearing. So.
Oh, very good.
in honor of their late grandfather.
Yes.
So, good stuff.
Yeah, 1952, I think. Is that right, that your dad started it?
Yeah, back at Cavanaugh Field in North Quincy, and then it was expanded. I think around 1960, expanded to the stadium and became a citywide event.
Thinking about the 70th anniversary for next year already?
Of course we are.
Something to look forward
next
to.
Next year is going to be a big year. We're going to have the General's Bridge celebration, the 70th of Flag Day. Hopefully we'll be back to full events all year long.
Yeah.
There's definitely a gap culturally this year where we lost the ability to put on some wonderful scheduled events we had planned for the Common, you know, but... Yeah, had to follow the guidelines. And it's interesting, I was reading Quincy Historical Society, they send out their, I don't know if it's monthly or every couple of months, that issue, and they had a picture in there of a baseball game. Back in the influenza period, they actually wore masks for a couple of baseball games.
Huh.
The players, I never heard that or had seen that.
Wow.
So it's interesting to see. Quincy Historical Society, by the way, as you know, does a great job. So anyone out there that loves history, they should join.
Yes, and there's a great book, a Quincy Book of Days that they published. So historical events dating back to the mid-1800s that they've put with some neat pictures in there, too.
Yep, Ed Fitzgerald, Wayne Miller, they do good work.
Yep.
Jim, of course.
Yep.
You know, he's the president. Ed's the director, and Wayne's been editing the publication. He's an author himself, so... all good. Jim Edwards is an architect by trade, as you know, but he loves the city and he does a nice job with the Historical Society.
Mayor, I know you attended the peace rally in Quincy a week ago this evening. What was your impression of that?
Well, you know, leading up to it, Joe had great concerns because, you know, we had an arrest an hour before. We had found piles of bricks and rocks at a couple of strategic locations. So we didn't know what we were in for. And I know that's... you know, we plan for the worst and hope for the best, and thankfully, and thank God it was a peaceful night. Everyone conducted themselves in a good way, respectful. You know, we're concerned about the common, you know, the monuments. Mm-hmm. We're concerned about business. A lot of people opted to board up, you know, concerned about anybody getting hurt, no matter their intention. So it worked out well, and I certainly... give a lot of credit to the organizers. There was no malice in their intentions. As I said before, Joe, we were flying a little blind because we had no idea what the program was going to be. If there was going to be a program, was it going to be a stand demonstration? Were there going to be speeches? Was there going to be a march? So, you know, we were adjusting as the night went on. We didn't learn until like a couple hours before they were going to do some speeches in front of the First Parish Church. So, you know, we adjusted to that with the police and made sure that everyone involved was safe. So I'm proud of our city. It's a great city. We're not without challenges, but it's a great city, and we showed true colors the other night.
What do you think about this new movement, Defund the Police?
I think it's kind of foolishness. You know, I really do. you know, I look at our police department. I can't speak to any other city, but I can speak to mine. And, you know, most police activity and action is in response to a phone call, is response to a 911 call, Joe. People looking for help. It's, you know, whether it's somebody, you know, medically suffering, whether it's a breaking and entering, whether there's a drug deal going down, whether there's a unruly party, whether there's domestic violence. These men and women of our department see the worst in people every day. And it's not an easy job, and they're responding to help people, to provide safety, and I think it's an overkill, knee-jerk reaction. I'll say this: I think the proof is in the pudding in any community. For we're a city of immigrants, Joe. We've got a very diverse population, and we have few issues. I think one of the keys is how we invest in education, how we invest in our parks, how we invest in our libraries, our recreation programs. All those services that are offered to our families are remarkable here, and we're second to none for any community. So, you know, it's one thing maybe in some of these cities where they're not adequately funding the schools. Maybe there's an argument there on shifting some funding. I don't know. I can't speak to them individually. But I know here in the city the school budget is very healthy. We invest a lot of resources, as we should, because they're the future citizens. And I've often said it, the great equalizer is the classroom. You know, no matter what your background or what your home life is, you have an opportunity to succeed in that classroom. And I think we do it well here. So, I can't speak to the big cities, but I don't see any movement growing here to defund the Quincy Police Department. We've got a great department. They're very, very well trained, and I think they do a very nice job for us.
Speaking of the schools, has there been any discussion yet about going back in the fall and what that might look like?
Well, there's a lot of discussion,
really.
But at the end of the day, it's going to be the Department of Education that will make that decision. D.C. at the state level. And we're certainly preparing for all kinds of options, as we should.
Mm-hmm.
I just think we should get back to school. I do think that the virtual learning was a great attempt to keep things going. But it's not... I don't think it works well, and I look back at when I was a kid, fifth, sixth, seventh grade. You think you're going to pay attention? It's hard enough in the classroom, at least for me. Never mind trying to do it at home, and then you're fighting with your siblings to try to get the computer time, and tough on the parents. And by the way, this disease has really not affected that population.
Right.
So I do think we need to get back. Of course, I will listen to the health experts and certainly defer to their judgment and recommendations, but I really believe we need to get back. And what we need to look at in the school system is, okay, those teachers, those staff members that work for us, those that may be susceptible, we got to figure something out along those lines. It's not so much the kids getting sick, but the kids can be carriers.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we got to look at all of that. And maybe the kids have to stay away from their grandparents for a while longer, make those kinds of adjustments. But to keep them out of school, I think, does not make sense.
Has there been any decision yet about summer recreational programs?
We're still kicking that around. Okay. I know that we've got over 1,000 kids that signed up for the school summer program, which is going to be virtual learning.
Right.
Although the state's talking about the special needs program, you may be doing that in person. The one of the frustrations with all this, I know everybody is well-meaning, Joe, is that, there's just so much discussion and so many opinions and suggestions. Every day it's something new or something different.
Yeah.
It gets a little challenging to weed through what's accurate, what isn't, and then, of course, making the best decisions we can for our community. And again, it's my hope we're back in full session in the fall.
I know that you've waived the fees for the summer programs this year to help.
Yes, we did. Yeah. We wanted to make it as easy as possible for people. And some of these families, one of their parents may be out of work and may have trouble, paying that fee. So we thought it made sense.
Speaking of fees, are the deadlines now, everything is due, is that right, in terms of property taxes and excise taxes, what have you?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Yes, indeed. It's now catching up to itself. I know yesterday was a big day in the treasurer's office. So.
Yep.
We appreciate, people working with us on that. I know a lot of people like to deliver that in person and had to drop it in the mail or put it in the Dropbox.
Mm-hmm.
It's just some people that just like to hand it in, physically do it, and I understand that. And we had a number of that yesterday.
Did you?
But we did practice good social distancing. We had everything laid out nicely, and, of course, all the counters have been adjusted with glass not only in front but on the sides as you're at the counter, so you're best protected as you can be. So we did that in a number of the city buildings so that folks that can come in feel comfortable with everything, as our employees should feel comfortable with it.
Right.
As well.
Is it just City Hall that's open now? The other buildings?
No, the others are open as well. The only thing that we're not fully open yet is the library system. That's a little different animal to deal with, and we're trying to work through that and see what happens there. Megan and her staff have been a lot of things online.
Yes.
And certainly working hard, but letting people in and out of the library on a regular basis. We're just not quite there yet.
Right. Appreciate your time, Mayor, as always.
My pleasure. And tomorrow night, Joe, we say farewell to our school superintendent.
Oh, is it tomorrow night? That's his last night. Oh.
That's his last school committee meeting. He'll be finishing out this week. He starts at Quincy College next week. So certainly his mother could be listening this morning, the great Betty DeCristofaro. She's proud of her Ricky, as she calls him. And so we're grateful for his, I think it's 42 years of service in the system. Probably one of the longest serving superintendents in our city's history.
Wow.
Just did a remarkable job. I'm looking forward to working with him for the college to succeed, because I think he'll bring with him, I know he'll bring with him a great skill set and a set of talents that that place needs. He's a great manager and a quick study, and knows how to manage people, knows how to manage budgets. Mm-hmm. So he's been remarkable for our school system, the guy that works very, very hard. 7 days a week, takes calls from everybody. So I'm very, very happy for him, grateful for his years of service, look forward to working with him at the college, and won't be the last we've heard of the good Dr. DeCristofaro, but his service to our Quincy Public School is coming to an end, and we're a little saddened in some ways, happy for him, but grateful for his incredible years of leadership and service.
Yeah, I know he'll officially declare the class of 2020 graduated tomorrow night, because they need that declaration.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
How is the search going for a successor?
Well, it's underway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Lord Jesus himself came down, could fill the requirements we're asking of the next person. But, you know, it's well-intentioned. It's an important position. It's one of the top positions in government, mm-hmm. and you certainly want to have a good search. You want to be able to say at the end of the search, we got the best candidate that we could find. I happen to think we've got some good ones in house, but certainly we'll go through the process. We appointed, as you know, a committee that's reviewing the applications, mm-hmm. and then we'll have interviews, and then they'll recommend between 4 and 6 candidates to the school committee, and then of course it's the decision of the school committee to select the superintendent. It's probably the biggest job we have.
Yeah.
Years ago, Ed Reform took all of the hiring away except for school nurses. That's done mainly by the superintendent and principals now, so our big decision really is hiring and reviewing the superintendent.
Yes.
So we have a good group on the school committee. They take their roles seriously, and some nice backgrounds there, so I think the school system will continue to be well served.
Very good. Mayor, I appreciate your time. Please enjoy the nice weather.
Yes, we get a nice day, then the clouds are out again.
Yes.
Hope we can get some consistency going soon.
And we'll see you under the flag on Marybound Parkway
Sounds good.
On Sunday.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you. Yep,
bye-bye. Bye now.